TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features technology strategist Lucy Ferry Jones, recorded live at TED 2019.
Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit Progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple. This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Hey everyone, it's Adam Grant. I host a podcast called Rethinking, about the science of what makes us tick. This season, we're talking about navigating young adulthood with clinical psychologist Meg Jay.
If I had to pick one word that I hear from 20-somethings more than any other word in terms of where the struggles come from, it's uncertainty. And so I think just the uncertainty involved in how do you make those big life decisions? How do you take control of your life?
Find and follow Rethinking with Adam Grant wherever you're listening.
I'm here because I've spent far too many nights lying awake, worrying and wondering who wins in the end. Is it humans or is it robots? You see, as a technology strategist, my job involves behavior change, understanding why and how people adopt new technologies. And that means I'm really frustrated that I know I won't live to see how this all ends up. And in fact, if the youngest person watching this is 14 and the oldest a robust 99, then together, our collective consciousnesses span just 185 years. That is a myopic pinprick of time when you think of the evolution and the story of life on this planet. Turns out we're all in the cheap seats and none of us will live to see how it all pans out. So at my company, we wanted a way around this. We wanted to see if there was a way to cantilever out beyond our fixed temporal vantage point to get a sense of how it all shakes up. And to do this, we conducted a study amongst 1,200 Americans, representative of the US Census, in which we asked a battery of attitudinal questions around robotics and AI, and also captured behavioral ones around technology adoption. We had a big study so that we could analyze differences in gender and generations, between religious and political beliefs, even job function and personality trait. It is a fascinating time-bound time capsule of our human frailty in this pre-dawn of the robotic era, and I have 5 minutes to tell you about it. The first thing you should know is that we brainstormed a list of scenarios of current and potential AI robotics. They ran the spectrum from the mundane, so a robot house cleaner, anyone, through to the mischievous, the idea of a robot pet sitter, or maybe a robot lawyer, or maybe a sex partner, through to the downright macabre, the idea of being a cyborg, blending human and robot, or uploading your brain so it could live on after your death. And we plotted people's comfort levels with these various scenarios. There were actually 31 in the study, but for ease, I'm going to show you just a few of them here. The first thing you'll notice, of course, is the sea of red. America is very uncomfortable with this stuff. That's why we call it the discomfort index, not the comfort index. There are only two things the majority of America is okay with, and that's the idea of a robot AI house cleaner and a robot AI package deliverer. So Dyson and Amazon, you guys should talk. There's an opportunity there. It seems we're ready to offload our chores to our robot friends. We're kind of definitely on the fence when it comes to services, so robot AI lawyer or a financial advisor maybe, but we're firmly close to the idea of robot care, whether it be a nurse, a doctor, childcare. So from this you'd go, it's okay, Lucy, you know what, go back to sleep, stop worrying, the humans win in the end. But actually not so fast. If you look at my data very closely, you can see we're more vulnerable than we think. AI has a branding problem. So of those folks who said that they would absolutely reject the idea of a personal assistant, 45% of them had, in fact, one in their pockets in terms of a device with Alexa, Google, or Siri. One in five of those who were against the idea of AI matchmaking had, of course, you guessed it, done online dating. And 80% of those of us who refused the idea of boarding an autonomous plane with a pilot backup had, in fact, just like me, to get here to Vancouver, flown commercial. Lest you think everybody was scared, though, here are the marvelous folk in the middle. These are the neutrals. These are people for whom you say, OK, robot friend, and they're like, robot friend, maybe. Or AI pet, and they go, well, I'll never say never. And as any decent political operative knows, flipping the ambivalent middle can change the game. Another reason I know we're vulnerable is men. I'm sorry, but men, you are twice as likely than women to believe that getting into an autonomous car is a good idea, that uploading your brain for posterity is fun, and 2.5 times more likely to believe that becoming a cyborg is cool, and for this I blame Hollywood. And this is where I want you to look around the theater and know that 1 in 4 men are okay with the idea of sex with a robot. That goes up to 44% of millennial men, compared to just 1 in 10 women, which I think puts a whole new twist on the complaint of mechanical sex. So the year 2222 is an astounding place where everything here is mainstream. Unless you needed any more convincing, here is the generation's excitement level with AI. So not surprisingly, the youngest of us are more excited. But in possibly the most paradoxical finding of my career, when I asked these people my 3 a.m. question, who wins in the end? Guess what? The more excited you are about AI and robotics, the more likely you are to say it's the robots. And I don't think we need a neural net running pattern recognition software to see where this is all headed. We are the proverbial frogs in boiling water. So if the robots at TED 2022 are watching this for posterity, could you send a cyborg, dig me up and tell me if I was right? Thank you.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.